Well, when you travel, unanticipated things happen. And those who travel a lot can tell you that the only thing you can really expect is the unexpected. And we learned that over Memorial Day weekend when we were traveling to see our friends in Virginia. As for those of you familiar with the Harrisonburg area, we got off 81 and got on Route 42. We're driving along, and it was 10:30 at night, and we were almost to our friend's house there near Broadway, Virginia. And we're like, okay, we're going to be a little late, but we'll be somewhat on time here. And all of a sudden, we hit a major accident on Route 42 and came to a complete standstill. It was actually a very serious accident. But there we were, 10 minutes from our destination, and there we sat. Just sat there on Route 42 and delayed about an hour. And those things happen in life. They really do. And I was also reminded of 2 months ago in Tanzania when we were traveling along. And we're familiar with speed bumps around here. And they're these nice little gentle American speed bumps. And then we met East African speed bumps. Brian and Chris Snader, you'll find out. They're basically like curbs on the road. They're very rude speed bumps. You're driving along, it's 55 miles an hour or 70, whatever you're doing, and you hit one of those speed bumps, they come out of nowhere, and it's bone-rattling. And traveling with Debbie DeGennaro, and you know Debbie DeGennaro, and Keith Weaver, and I didn't do any of the driving. Those two did the driving. And Keith especially, they would come out of nowhere, and he would hit those things at full speed, and we would be rattled. That is a metaphor for life. It really is. You know, if you think we make plans, and we believe they're going to go smoothly, we don't usually anticipate the rough spots, but they come. And they come in all kinds of forms and unexpected ways. And they come in the form of, sometimes it's in the form of health difficulties. Many of you know what that's like. Things you didn't anticipate. The death of a loved one at the time you didn't expect, or even if it was expected, feels like a bump in the road. Sometimes it's in the form of employment difficulties, troubles in your workplace, or change that happens to you that you didn't choose. Or maybe sometimes it's in the form of relational difficulties, conflict, that you don't even truly understand what the source of it is or what you're confused. These things happen to us, and they have a way of shaking us. And I think it's safe to say there's three sources of these kind of difficulties in our lives, and we can't always tell where the direction they're coming from. But I believe sometimes we'd say hardship, adversity can come from the enemy. I believe that's true. That the enemy can seek to undermine us, to distract us, to give us adversity. That happens. And then other times, these speed bumps just happen because life is sometimes hard. Sometimes it's just life. And then other times, it's actually God shaking us. God putting us things in our way to divert us in another direction. And I would encourage you to be careful about being too sure to ascertain where they come from. But more to focus on what is always our response as children of God. And that is, in the midst of these kind of things in our life, to cry out to God. The psalmist says, "This poor man cried out, and the Lord heard him and delivered him from all of his troubles." We don't always know where these things come from, but we do know where to cry out to the living God. And the sermon that I was going to share is from Acts 15, and we'll get into that another time. But it's a story of what happens when we choose to allow the Holy Spirit into our situation. What happens is Colossians 3, 15, 16. "Let the peace of God rule in your hearts." Let the peace of God rule in your hearts. You know, in whatever situation you are going through today, there's all kinds of things that want to rule in that situation. All kinds of things want to reign. Sometimes anxiety wants to reign, get on the throne in your situation. Fear wants to reign and tell you how to handle that situation. Bitterness wants to reign. Jealousy wants to sit on the throne and call the shots. You name it, whatever your situation is. All kinds of things want to reign. And what we are called to in Colossians here is, let the peace of God sit on the throne. Let the peace of God rule. And that's a choice that we as believers make to cry out to the living God. And a closing little illustration here I want to share with you. And I was actually going to pick up this. I was going to pick up some of the stuff on the way in here, and I didn't get it done. But sometimes shaking is usually a negative term. We don't want to be shaken. But I've been reminded recently that there are some things where shaking is really good. How about orange juice? Do you ever get your orange juice out and you pour it and say, this stuff is weak, this is no good? And someone says to you, you know what, you didn't shake it, did you? That shaking that orange juice has a way of bringing out the best in it. It's true with yogurt. You know, sometimes you'll be eating through yogurt. If you like yogurt, I don't know, I do. And I get to the bottom, there's all this fruit there. I didn't stir it up. That there was an agitation that needed to happen that didn't take place. And I really believe that when we let the peace of God rule, in whatever the situation is, what you are doing is allowing the Holy Spirit, whether God brought the situation on you or not, the Holy Spirit to do the shaking in a way that allows us the peace of God to rule in our situation. And praise be to God that no matter what the source of our hardship may be, the obstacle may be, that God is able to give us all that we need to come through it in a way that brings out the very best in what God can do. And sometime I'll share with you the Acts 15 sermon where we see in the book of Acts, here's the church, the early church, going through a major conflict. And what happened there was they called out to the living God, the Holy Spirit, who came and showed them an amazing way through that situation where they honored one another. And they became truly a community of God's Spirit. And where they lived by the grace of God, recognizing that they were all sinners needing God's grace. And God gave them what they did to come through that, what could have been a very difficult situation, and allowed them to be shaken in ways that brought out the true goodness of God in the early church and set them on a pathway to mission, to ministry to the Gentiles, that the church went through that speed bump in a way that was undeterred in the mission of God. And may that be true for each of us. Let's pray together. Lord God, you are good. And we give you praise for the way we have seen you lead this service this morning. And we thank you for the messages we have heard. We thank you that you are at work in Asia. You're at work in Cambodia. You're at work in Vietnam. You're at work here in Leola, in our communities, in our neighborhoods. And we thank you that in the midst of different things we experience, changes we experience that we didn't choose or anticipate or whatever it may be, that you want to rule and reign. Help us to look to you, Holy Spirit, to be the one that shakes us in ways that bring out the very best and that advance your kingdom. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. May God bless you.